What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning in to the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight. Man, I have another hot show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very gifted and talented singer-songwriter who became and still is one of the top R&B vocalists in the game today. He recently performed his new hit single, Love Like This, on The Monique Show, along with his timeless hit song, Where I Wanna Be. Please welcome platinum-selling artist and songwriter, Donnell Jones. What's happening,
hey, what's
Donnell?
Up, man?
Oh, Donnell, I'm man.
Situation, man.
Oh, man, pleasure, dude, man. I'm just so happy for you to be here, man. I couldn't wait to talk to you, man, because, again, I'm a huge fan of your work, man. You got a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Man, you know, 2 years ago, you came to Minneapolis, man. I'm stationed here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, man, and you performed at the Trocadero's Club. And my wife had an opportunity and the pleasure of seeing you in concert, man. She said you just really brought down the whole house, man. You just killed it.
You know what? I had a lot of fun out there. You know, it's something about, since I'm from the Midwest, I'm from Chicago, so, I mean, since I'm from the Midwest, man, I mean, the love that I get when I do shows in the Midwest, man, it's just outstanding, man. And when you're in front of a crowd and they're giving you as much love as you're giving them, it just makes things go so much smoother, and you can feel the energy in the room, and it just makes you perform just a lot better, man. It just brings something out of me, you know?
Oh, definitely, man. And get this, man. You did this stuff, man, in the early, like, 2000, 1999, 2000. And, you know, for you to come back 2007, 2008 and still, you know, displaying that raw talent that you have, man, just mere talent. And everybody, like you said, man, is just gravitating to your show. It just goes to show you, man, good talent never dies, dude. Seriously.
Appreciate that. I came up in an era, man, where you had the Teddy Pendergrass, the Michael Jacksons, the Stevie Wonders, the Luther Vandross, and all these guys, man, they had great voices and they command a crowd. And that's what I try to do, man, when I do a show. I just really try to just, I'm not a dancer, so that's not a part of my show. I'm just one of those guys that's going to get up there and I'm going to sing my heart out, and I hope people feel me. And when they leave, they feel good about what they felt and what they witnessed.
Definitely. You know, my top three favorite tracks of you, Donnell, what really caught my attention as an artist for you was Knock Me Off My Feet, Stevie Wonder song, You Know What's Up, and Where I Want to Be. Those three, man, that still is in my iPod right now as a playlist I listen to daily. I mean, because I play along with all of your tracks, man. I mean, just what I would do and, you know, just adding my own ellipse on top, man. But those three right there just really stuck with me, man. Those are still hits that you hear on the radio today. When, you know, radio stations aren't blasting your joints, man. I mean, these are the tracks that they're playing more frequently.
The Stevie Wonder thing, man, that happened by chance, man. I mean, I was working with this producer by the name of Damon Winnington, and this was actually before I had a deal. I was trying to get a deal, so he had asked me to come over to his house and sing the song. Now, I know Stevie Wonder, but this is one of those records that I didn't know that was a Stevie Wonder record. You know, his wife sang it to me, and I just sang it to the tape. And when L.A. Reid and them heard it, they were like, yo, this got to go on the album. And, you know, I didn't know it. It had been years. I hadn't heard the Stevie Wonder version until, like, maybe 2 or 3 years after I had did it.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, I didn't even understand how close I was, you know. So that was by chance, man. I mean.
But you killed it at the same time, man. For you, you know, hearing that you haven't really heard that song and, you know, had it in your head, the way you displayed and delivered it, man, was like you've listened to that song your whole life. I mean, especially when I heard it, it's like, man, this has got to be one of his favorite songs that he just got in there and just tackled, had to deliver it, you know.
It's definitely one of my favorites, man. But, you know, I still love Stevie's version, man. I mean, it's hard to do remakes, and that's why I haven't done another one yet, because, I mean, I really lucked up on that record, man, but Stevie's version is definitely the best.
But, you know, Donnell, most people may not know this about you, but you're also an established songwriter, man. You've written for Usher, 702, Brownstone, and Silk. What steps did you take to position yourself to write for these artists, man?
You know, when I was signed to Untouchables Entertainment, which that was ran by Eddie F. Henry D's DJ, and when I had gotten the business, he just knew I was a songwriter. You know, I had wrote most of my songs for my group before we met him. And then when I got with him, I just, you know, just started writing a lot. And you know, he just seen the growth in me. And one day he was writing he was working with Usher. So he asked me to come in and write a song for Usher, and pretty much everything took off from there. You know, Puff heard the song that I had did with Eddie and was like, yo, won't you come in and write a song with me for Usher? So, I mean, just word started getting around. You know, it's this new writer in the business, and, you know, and it just started taking off from there. I mean, that's how it happened.
Wow. You know, give me some of your influences, Donnell, that you've listened to and really cultivated you as an artist. I mean, everybody pays homage to somebody coming up in the game. Who was kind of like your mentor, musical mentor growing up?
Oh, man, I would definitely have to say, I named a few already, but definitely Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. As far as writing-wise, man, I would have to give all that credit, man, to Babyface, man, because Babyface, to me, was like, it still is, like, one of the best writers ever. Cause, I mean, he just had so many hits, and just being able to be signed to his label was incredible for me, man. I mean, you walked in the office, and you seen, like, 1,000 gold and platinum records. I mean, so definitely Babyface. I said Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, the Isley Brothers, Teddy Pendergrass, just a lot of the older artists. And I still listen to that music today. I mean, because that's the type of music that I strive to have my music be like.
No, I agree, man. The guys that you mentioned to me, I mean, I just felt that these were the guys that were masters of the basics of songwriting and compositions. And, you know, they really didn't stray away from, you know, having that foundation of building a good song from the ground up until it's finished, really taking its time. I mean, now, I mean, albums come out every month, you know, but right. Babyface, Stevie Wonder, they'll take a whole year, you know, to complete an album. But these are the same songs that we're listening to 20 years, 30 years later because they're timeless. So, yeah, I agree with you there. You know, your deliverance of your sound, the dynamics in your vocals, man, is very popular with the listening audience. Define the Donnell Jones sound, man, because I personally feel when I listen to your stuff, man, I just feel like you have a distinct tone, and your attack on the tracks, man, it really stands out. And I know that you, as soon as it comes on, it's like, man, that's Donnell Jones all day long.
You know what? I approach every record differently. You know, I think if a person were to put my record on and just let it play from beginning to end, they'll definitely hear a lot of different sides of me, but they'll also know it's me. And that reason is because I think that part of me comes from like the Michael Jackson, from listening to him and just trying to put emotion into records. You know, I always try to make the listener feel as if I'm right there in front of them. So I just try to draw people in, and the way I do it is just really try to sound emotional if it's an emotional song. And you know, if it's a hurtful song, I want the listener to feel that hurt that I'm singing about. You know, so I try to make my voice sound that way, and it's been helpful. You know.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, I feel that everybody's got that creative zone when they're focusing on a project. Being on both sides of the fence, man, I have live playing experience, and I'm also, you know, producing in a studio. Where do you feel you find that creative zone, man? On stage, where you're kind of getting the energy from the audience, or do you like being more in a structured environment like the studio where you can take your time and really build the song?
I love it in the studio. I mean, because those are the times that I really get a chance to just sit back, reflect on life, and then put it on paper. I approach every song differently, and they all come differently. You know, one day I might write some lyrics first and then come up with the music. It's like the Where I Want to Be. Where I Want to Be, that was written on a plane, and I was on my way going to a friend of the family's funeral, so I had totally forgot the song. Like, I was just on a plane, and I thought of these words. Then when I got home, it just all came right back to me, like it never left. So, I mean, those are the songs that stick, you know, and that was a true story. So I think that's why a lot of people respected the fact that it was a great song.
Yeah, it definitely was, man. Like I said, that's one of my favorites from you. The words, the production, I mean, just puts you in a mood, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, for your song structure and arrangement, you know, also take me through the process. I mean, when you receive material from other producers and writers, or do you have like a set count that you work with on every album, or does it vary from project to project?
usually what I like to get in the studio with them, because if it's a songwriter and they wrote something for me, I just like to know where they were at when they wrote it and what they were thinking about. And that kind of gives me, it tells me what I need to do emotionally on the song. But 9 times out of 10, you know, I when I work with different producers, I usually write the song. There's very few songs on the album that I didn't write. And you know what's up being one of them, that song I didn't write.
Which one?
I just approached that song as if, I sung it real hard.
Okay.
And they was like, nah, don't sing it hard, man. You know, just, you know, do what you do. Ease back on it. Because the guy who actually sung it was Anthony Hamilton. Because he wrote part of that song, too.
Right.
So Anthony Hamilton has a real hard, kind of strong voice. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to sing it like him. They were like, nah, don't sing it like that. Sing it in your voice. Sing it in your, you know, real smooth. And that's how I approached that record. And it won for me.
Wow. No, that's how.
So, you know, when you get different songs from different producers and different singers, you always try to carry the tone that they had, because sometimes you think that that's what they want, but in actuality, they just really want you to be you.
Definitely, man. For your songwriter, man, who are you looking to write for? Who are that you haven't written for already?
I would love to write for Mary J. Blige. I mean, she to me is like one of the greatest. I love her voice. I love the emotion that she has behind her voice. I think it'd be great if we did a song together, because I just know it would be outstanding, man. So, I mean, that's one of the people I would love to write for. And just a lot of these new artists. I would love to hear them on some of my music, you know?
Now, are you a keyboardist, too, or are you a singer-songwriter? Do you play a little bit, or?
I play. I've produced at least 70% of all my albums.
Wow, I didn't know that, man. Wow, I didn't know you were a keyboard player.
Of course, man.
Wow. So that kind of, man, I got some more questions for you. What are you tracking on? Are you doing your own recording in your studio, or are you subleasing, going to other studios now?
No, I do my recording in my own studio.
Oh, man, are you on Pro Tools? Or Logic?
Actually, I use Pro Tools, but I've used Logic Audio since it was on Atari computers.
Nice. Man, I'm a Logic Pro user also, and man, that's another show. I can't speak enough about Logic. You know, coming from a sequencer like Pro Tools, Cubase, I mean, I've tried them all. I mean, even back in Atari days, I used Dr. T software. I just really couldn't find my niche for production, man, until I really stepped into Logic Pro. Because now, man, at this point, man, I'm totally virtualist. I have all my Rackmas, my Tritons, my Motif, my Planet Fast. But now, man, all my sounds, I use a lot of Romplers, I use a lot of VSTs, and a lot of the sounds, man, are just crushing my hardware. So, yeah, man, I love Logic Pro.
You know what, man? I mean, I remember when it was Notator, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, they've come so far, man, with this program. I just can't get enough of it. I know there's a lot of other programs out there, but Logic to me is just it's so great, man. I mean, it's an incredible piece of equipment, man, because I work with Pro Tools. Pro Tools is cool, but the MIDI side of it is not as good.
It isn't.
And with Logic, man, I mean, it's almost like I got the best of both worlds. I got the audio and the MIDI, and they work seamlessly together.
Right, and the hardware is compatible. I mean, that's what I tell you. I said, man, if you guys are really stuck on the hardware for Pro Tools, which I know you probably are, you can't be stuck on the DAW system, you know, the sequencer portion of it, but you can still use your HT rigs right in the Logic Pro, and the files are transferable, you know, so.
Right, exactly.
You can't go wrong, man. Oh, man, we got to get together, Donnell.
No doubt.
Man, fly some sessions back and forth, man, and, you know, especially like on a vocal, and, man, I know you definitely like Logic for that, man, for editing for vocals.
Oh. I use Logic for everything. I mean, because, you know, I don't work with the engineer. You know, I'm one of those cats, man, that I have my setup is where I have my setup in my vocal booth and outside. So I have a screen inside the vocal booth and outside. So I'm pushing play and record at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because it just feels more intimate when I'm here alone and I'm doing it. You know, I sometimes I hate to have a lot of people around.
I agree. Yeah, I like the privacy. It's nice to have the energy and fun. Everyone's having fun. But after, when you're really trying to focus on, especially on editing and tracking, it's like, man, I need that peace and quiet. You got to get out of here. So what are you using for sound card and converters? Are you using Apogee or?
Definitely Apogee. I got the, what is this? The Rosetta 200. That's what I use.
Oh, the Rosetta 200 is bomb, man.
Right.
They got that Coda system in there for the optimizing those levels. Man, how is that working? I haven't had a chance to really jump onto it. I'm looking at the Rosetta 200 or the 800 right now.
I mean, either way you go, I mean, the 800, you have the 8 outs, but the 200 is, it does fine for me. I mean, it sounds great. And you can tell the difference. I mean, I have that as well as the Big Ben, so, you know, the clock. So,
oh,
I mean,
you got the Big Ben clock, Big Ben 16? Yeah.
So I mean, everything sounds great, man.
Man, what preamps are you using for your mics? Are you using Avalon's or?
No, actually, I use a Red 7, man. Focusrite Red 7.
Oh, man, those Red, man, Focusrite Reds, that's, they're top notch right there. Class A mics right there.
The mic I use, the U87, the Neumann.
The Neumann. Man, that's a popular mic, man. Kool & Dre and a couple other cats were using the U87s, man. I'm hearing that a lot lately. Man, that's a good motto. Man, but Donnell, I do appreciate you coming on my show and chopping it up with me, man. It's been a pleasure. Man, we definitely got to get together on something. I didn't know you were a player like that. I was like, oh, man, this dude's a keyboard player. Oh, we got to holler, man.
Nah, I definitely play, man.
Oh, man. Man, well, the best of luck to you, Donnell. And, man, you definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner, man. I would love to talk to you, man, and have you back, man.
Anytime, man. Anytime you need me, I'll be there, definitely.
All right, sounds good, brother. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
And shout out to Donnell Jones for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. Man, it was truly an honor talking to him, man. I've been a fan of his for a long time. And to come to find out, he's a keyboard player, man. That was just amazing to me, man. And, you know, man, the interview could have kept going on and on. You know, as soon as I get another player on the line, man, I'm ready to, you know, start another conversation and keep it going. But, you know, man, it's just inspiring talking to him, man. And, you know, been following his journey since he started, man. And he's just been putting out great music from the beginning, man. So it just goes to show you again that, man, good talent never dies out, man. I mean, he'll put on a concert and everybody's going to go see him. He came here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and like I said, my wife went to see him, and she said he just brought down the house. I mean, it was just amazing. And if he comes back, I'm definitely going to make it a point to see him. For more information on Donnell Jones, you want to check out some of his tracks that he has available. He does have a MySpace page, and it's myspace.com/Donnell Jones, and that's DonnellJones. And he also has a Twitter page, and that's twitter.com/DonnellJones96. And for my past and current interviews, I also have a website available at www.spud2tightmusic.ning.com. And I'm also available on iTunes for a podcast. So if you go to iTunes Store, click on podcast, type in the Producer's Corner, and click on my image, and you'll have a listing of my past and current shows as well. And for questions and suggestions, hit me up on my email, spud2tight@gmail.com. And again, it's spud2tight@gmail.com. And for the remainder of the show, I'm going to let Donnell Jones's track play out in the background. And the title of the track is called Marry Me, man. It's a nice, smooth ballad. Has a good vibe to it, man. So I'm going to let the track play out for the remainder of the show. And I want to thank everybody for listening in and tuning in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.
Yeah. Won't you take this ring? Meet me at the altar. Yeah.
You know I love you, baby.